Movies, music, books. We review the ones that really help you grow. Review from the Salvos.
Christmas has nothing to do with Jesus. I'm referring, as you know, to various other world cultures. And we know, of course, Jesus wasn't actually born in December. It's quite interesting reading as to how today's calendar came to revolve around the birth of Jesus, which would take an entire calendar year to explain, but it's why we are reviewing a book that will challenge your thinking on the future. If you never got to read it when it was first published, 666 and All That by Dr. John Dixon and Greg Clark, it enlightens us to how Jesus' first appearance 2,000 years ago was not the main feature, but simply the preview, or as a pop star might say, the promotional tour. That's stretching it a bit, but you get what I mean, and I certainly don't equate Jesus to being a pop star. And no, John, the Beatles weren't more popular than Jesus. Anyway, the argument is that Jesus' first coming was simply a glimpse, a preview of what was to be a major event in the future. The authors discuss the wacky Christian sector who, from time to time, throughout history, have thought, despite the Bible saying no one knows the day or hour, not even Jesus, but yes, they said, we know when Jesus is returning. It's been revealed to us. It will be blah, blah, blah. And the media is camped outside waiting. And the next day, the headlines make fools yet again of those wacky Christians when Jesus didn't show up. Sorry, Pastor Joe, some memories never die. But I'm sure Gladesville is a nice place. John Dixon, Greg Clark challenge us on the way we interpret the various writings of the New and Old Testaments, educating us to the genres and writing styles, the metaphors, the literal, the various views on Jesus' return. They say the rapture and Israel are myths, and explain and bring up in a very scholarly way why and where some of us have gone wrong. They speak about the myth about life after death. For example, they write, how can a God who lovingly fashioned the physical world and call it very good possibly intend to discard physicality and replace it with a ghostly netherworld? They touch on the various views on death, the three targets of God's judgment, and basically look at what the Old and New Testament writings say and don't say about the future. On the back cover it says, if you are interested in what the Bible really says about the future and the return of Jesus, by reading this book, you will experience moments of being disturbed, comforted, humbled, and hopefully thrilled. 666 and All That, The Truth About the Future by Dr. John Dixon and Greg Clark. And I believe it's available in Gladesville as well. I'm Aaron Wright.